Well, welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us today we have Coach Jim Newstead of the West Platte Football Blue Jays, head coach there. And, Coach, a very impressive victory there, playing Plattsburgh at home, a homecoming victory. And I know we had a great conversation after it was over, and, man, just about all aspects of the game, West Platte seemed to dominate. It's just a real good, feel-good victory for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's a great win to have after the week we had with Mid-Bucks at least before. And like we talked last week when I came the game, you know, sometimes you can play a team you're better than, but you just don't come out and play very hard at the beginning. So it takes a while to get rolling, and it takes a while for things to happen. I thought that we weren't the type of team that we couldn't do that. We had to be on the mark from the get-go, and our kids were. I mean, we came out on fire, our offense, we moved the ball every single series we had in the first half. Defense had some good stops. It just seemed like we were rolling and we weren't going to get stopped.
Certainly, I'll echo that. And certainly on offense, a 400-yard-plus running attack. I thought you mentioned 460-something yards. If you want to correct me, I'm fine. But 400-plus yards rushing, that's impressive in any aspect. And, of course, I thought your passing game was pretty efficient as well, and featuring a great game by Payson Chandler, Cohen Kite, and your quarterback, Kane Kogan, and just all-around special teams. I thought you did well as well. I mean, just an all-around good contest the Blue Jays put on.
Yeah, offensively, we had a great game. Coach Gallagher and the crew did a great job of game planning, great job of calling plays. He ran for 443 yards. Of that 443, Christian Larrabee had 109 of them. That's only 7 carries, so he averaged 15 yards a carry. No touchdowns, but he had a lot of the workload. Dalton Woodward is the one who was on fire early. He had 92 yards, 12 carries, so he averaged about 7 yards a carry and 3 touchdowns. McClain's in Dayhouse, we got in the end zone twice with his speed. He had 5 carries for 37 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Afton Buckner came back for the first game in a while, so we got him in the end zone, 85 yards, touches for him, too. And then Hack Jackson Davis, freshman kid, came in later in the game, and he had 5 carries for 91 yards. So just a great game rushing the ball. I thought Kane Kogan, I think you're right, Kane Kogan had a heck of a game. He controlled the offense well. He only completed 4 of 6, but only threw 6 times. But all 4 of those were big touchdowns. A big touchdown to Payson Chandler, big catches, sorry. Big touchdown to Payson Chandler there on the 9-yard line. He was in the paper this week in this picture. We kind of gave Payson a little crack. It looked like he had a 40-inch vertical. It was just the angle. So he's kind of you got Moss guy for us. So we had some fun with that. Defensively, we did a great job on defense. We held them to only 68 yards total offense, with 39 of that being rushing. They gave up a lot of sacks. We had a good game plan. The kids had a simple game plan where they could attack. I thought they did a great job with it. We really need something attacking and simple after the week we had at Mid-Bucks. So, all in all, I thought we had a great game. It was a great homecoming. It was a great motivation for us to get ready for this week in Lawson.
Certainly is a great segue to get ready for the game with Lawson. But, Coach, I got to add this. I know one coaching challenge I know that you're running into this year, you're going into the 5th week, and you start off this week in practice with 2 straight days of 100-degree weather. And, of course, now it's a lot cooler as we speak right now, and they're talking about the potential of rain the day of Friday. I think they're holding off forecasts for rain during the game. But, man, you're dealing with a variety of weather, but mostly a lot of hot weather, I know, in practice this year.
Yeah, I think it was harder to miss back coaching than it was the players. It was ungodly for 2 days, and that turf's a little bit hot. But we had to alter our practice a little bit. We went at the same time. We watched a little film before we went in the field, and we went in helmets only for a while until it cooled down and got in pads. But I thought we did a good job with the heat. I thought that we got a good practice out of it, and it didn't alter our game planning at all this week or our preparation at all this week.
Certainly, preparation for this week is going to be important because we're taking on the one and only Lawson Cardinals coming in into Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Carlson Field. We'll talk to the coach about that as well as some other things right after this break. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience, or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back to Coach Jim Newstead here with a coach of the West Platte Blue Jay football team in the second part of our show here today. And Lawson Cardinals come in to play at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium. And I remember the last home game we had here was quite the game. I remember it. And, of course, the Blue Jays going on and winning last year. They're at Lawson. And, Coach, this team's always been tough. I'm always amazed how they always seem to rebuild year after year. I know they had a challenging year last year, but they seem to be much better this year as compared to what we saw last year.
Yeah, they're a lot better. You know, most of the kids that are playing for them played last year. They weren't very senior heavy last year, so they were lacking the seniors. So they got a lot of people with experience from last year. The quarterback, Mason Wibbenmeyer, didn't start playing quarterback for them last year until I think it was week 7 or 8. So they found out he's got some good feet and he's got a cannon. So he's done a good job for them this year. He's already thrown for 500 yards and rushed for 300. He's their main offense. So we got to get a lockdown on him and make sure that he's not running all over us and we're getting pressure on him in the pass. They come with some pretty good skill guys. Katie Miller, who started for him last year, and Atticus Eskew, I think is how you say his name. They're both good wide receivers. They have a big 6'5" tight end. They're very strong in this skill. I think we match up to him fairly well in the offensive line's part of the, and the defensive line part of the game. So I think the line of scrimmage would be all right for us to handle. The big question is going to be, can we handle their speed on the edge and on the long bombs? So we've had a good week of practice. We've had a really good week of defensive practice. Offensively, we're going to do a couple things that are going to give their 4-4 a little bit of fits. They do have some problems or some issues with some certain sets and adjustments. So we're going to give them a bunch of different sets, a bunch of different shifts and so forth. So we're going to give them looks that they're not used to, and hopefully that can give us an advantage.
I really like this game plan, and ask you, that name rings a bell for a lot, obviously. His brother played in, for Lawson years ago and went on to college to have a great college career as well. So, yeah, that name certainly rings a bell to a lot of people. Lawson comes into this one 2-2. Their last loss was to Mid Buchanan last week, and if you're doing some scoring comparisons, which I don't like, a lot of people like this matchup as pretty much a dead-even matchup. And, Coach, West Platte coming in here 2-2 as well, and this game here, we'll talk a little bit more about district standings and so forth, but West Platte can pull this one off against a team that's rated in a higher class. This could be huge for the West Platte Blue Jays taking this game here.
Yeah, this definitely is a big game for us. It's a big game for district standings. It's a big game for our confidence momentum going to the tough games we have at the end of the season. Our only common opponent is Mid-Buck. They lost 35-0. We lost 48-0. They did some good things against Mid-Buck. We did some good things against Mid-Buck, but neither one of us could stop the quarterback from Mid-Buck, so he kind of ran on both of us. It's going to be a good test for us to see if we can handle the skill position, because we haven't handled the speed on skill very well, but I like what we're doing on defense to give them a little bit different looks and a little bit different variations in our coverage and so forth, so hopefully that'll help. But it's going to be a test for our skill guys. So if we can come up with a victory here or come up with a good game and be close at the end, I think it's a plus either way.
Certainly right, and this one ought to be a good one. Lawson Cardinals, West Platte Blue Jays coming up. We'll have our broadcast featuring this show here at 6:15 Friday night. Now, Coach, the district standings, we'll go over those a little bit. We're getting right at the midpoint of this season here as we go into our fifth game. West Platte, their remaining schedule after tonight, of course, tonight Lawson, and East Buchanan is next week, then at Lathrop, of course, North Platte for the Tobacco Stick, and then at Penny. And you look at the district standings, well, it's going to be a hearty battle here, I think, for the top four seeds in this district. Mid-Buchanan is number one right now. They've got 52 points. They're 4-0. East Buchanan's at 3-1 with 49 points, and their one loss was to a higher-class Savannah team, I believe. East Buchanan at, let's see, I'm sorry, West Platte, of course, we're at 2-2. We've got 30 points. North Platte, they're 2-2 with 28 points. They're much improved as compared to last year. Polo, who our first loss was to start the season, they are 2-2 with 28.58 points. Then Penny at 0-4 with 23 points, Carrollton at 0-4 with 14 points, and Plattsburgh at 0-4 with 13 points. Coach, looking at this district battle, it's going to be something important for us to watch here in the next 4 to 5 weeks. And it's looks like I believe this battle for the top four is going to be one heck of a battle.
Yeah, I think the top two are pretty solid. I think Mid-Buck and East-Buck will probably fight for 1 and 2 right there. But I think the battle comes between 3, 4, and 5 with us and North Platte and Polo. And I know Penny's down there, but Penny's got chances to move up. But that's where the battle's going to be. Hopefully we can come up with some victories. Hopefully we can come up with a victory in the North Platte game, because that'll be a very big deciding factor as far as where it falls in the districts. Us losing to Polo kind of hurt us. We don't want to end the year sitting right on top of Polo, because then we'll have to move down because of the head-to-head victory. But that'll only apply if we're right next to each other in rankings. But I think it's a pretty tough fight for places third, fourth, and fifth.
I totally agree with you, and certainly West Platte Blue Jays could make a big statement in district with a victory over Lawson tomorrow night. Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you here after the game Friday night, and we want to wish you and the West Platte Blue Jay football team all the success of Friday night as they take on the Lawson Cardinals.
Thank you. Looking forward to a good game and some nice weather, actually, so I don't have to be sweating so much when I come up and talk to you all at the end of the game. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be fun. I hope Blue Jay Nation comes out and supports us online and on the field. So thanks a lot for your coverage, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.